How do these vaccines proposed by Pfizer, the one that we've got, Moderna, work? And I guess, how do they compare when operating in our immune systems?
Sure. Well, these are rather unique viruses. Unique vaccines against these viruses. We're all aware of a variety of vaccines that we take a yearly basis for influenza. Most of us get diphtheria, pertussis, and tetanus vaccines, measles, mumps, and rubella-type vaccines. And all of those types of vaccines have been around for a long time, using an intact virus or using pieces of a pathogen to try to protect you. This is the first time that the vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna, which are mRNA vaccines, have actually been used in humans. And one of the things that needs to be clear to the public is it sounds as if this happens so quickly with these companies going from 0 to 60 miles an hour in no time at all. But in fact, both of these companies have been working in mRNA vaccines for at least a decade. Now, they were not targeting this particular pandemic virus, but they had years of experience in understanding about mRNA vaccines.
So how did they make that pivot so quickly in 10 months?
Yeah. Well, one, they had the technology in hand that they had a lot of experience with, and it is very easy or rather quick to be able to get the mRNA that they needed to make these vaccines. The other side of it, though, and the important part of it that we had science in the past from, and that is the target. So they had a target protein, which is this spike protein, how coronavirus infects human cells. And they knew that that was likely the best target because of the infections that came out about 10 to 15 years ago when we had a global issue with what was called the SARS infection and the MERS infection after that. Both of those were similar coronaviruses. They infect the same way. They use the same type of spike protein. So we had these two companies poised with knowledge of a technology that they could easily transition to COVID. And as importantly, they had the likely target that was going to work. And that allowed them to move it through so much more quickly than any vaccine we've ever done in history.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that, because we seem to just be focusing, obviously, on Pfizer and Moderna. But there are countries, India and Africa, just two off the top of my head, that we're told will be getting a pill form of this vaccine because it's easier to ship and you don't need the cold storage. Will these pills be as effective as the vaccine? And why aren't we doing that here?
Yeah, I have not heard anything about a pill form at all. All of the vaccines that are out there that I'm familiar with, including the one from AstraZeneca and Oxford University, there is a Japanese one out there. There is a company called Novavax, which is a U.S. company that's using a slightly different type of vaccine. All of those are injected vaccines. They all induce what we call, I'm an immunologist by training, so what they do is they induce systemic immunity. That means that's immunity that circulates in your blood system. So I'm not aware, have not heard anybody talk about a pill form of a vaccine, and we literally, ones that exist right now that we've used for decades, we have one that is a nasal flu or a flu vaccine that can use through nasal immunization. And then the old Sabin oral polio vaccine was a pill form with the live virus. But I've not heard anything about that at all. And so I can't say that it doesn't exist or it does exist, but all the ones that I'm familiar with right now are injectable vaccines.